Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Over the course of the past 5 years on this show, I have spoken numerous times about the destination, right? I don't really talk that much about it these days, but it was something, it was a major theme for this show and for me, looking at, you know, some kind of destination and when I get there, I'll be. Like, it was a huge, huge, huge part of my message maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Partly because I was always looking for a destination and I was always looking for some kind of external validation that I had arrived. And I mean, I let go of that to a certain extent. I still struggle with it a little every now and then. But what I've become really good at is recognizing those kind of destinations and then really reverse engineering from there. So I thought, I wrote a few notes down, which is very unlike me, but I thought I would share how I go about realizing or recognizing what a destination is for me. The number one way is through what triggers me, right? Like, this is nothing new. This is actually kind of, I feel like it's a bit lame 101, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's like when, so for example, if I'm scrolling through Instagram, and one of them for me has been around my body, right? Because I've never really, for the last, I don't even know, all of my life, I've struggled with body image. I've always felt like not hot enough, not thin enough, and I've struggled with accepting myself the way I am in physical form. And so I'm very easily triggered when I scroll through Facebook, people who, one of the keys that made me real, well, I already knew it was a destination. I think we know our destinations, but one thing that highlights that it's still kind of a destination for me is, and I've noticed this change recently over the maybe the last 6 months, but if someone lost weight and I saw them suddenly posting photos of their body and they were slim when they used to be mildly overweight or kind of, you know, just average, and then all of a sudden there's a million selfies of them with their new hot body, I would be like hugely triggered and I would start to see them as different from me. And that's the key, right? When you see someone who has something that you want as different to you. So when someone loses a lot of weight, suddenly they become, it's like something happens and they become different from me. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's like one of my other destinations used to be owning a dream house. It was something that was super important to me, just owning a home so that I could, you know, feel secure in a space and be able to decorate it and do whatever I wanted with it and eventually turn it into my dream home. It was a huge destination and it was something that I struggled with for a really long time. So when I would see people, you know, posting on Facebook a picture of a for sale sign and a beautiful house behind them, I'd be thinking they were different to me. There must be something different about them. Like, I saw them as energetically above me or something because they had something that I wanted. So I don't know if you, I don't really have the language around what that feeling is, but if you know it, then I think you'll know it. So the other one for me has been, you know, for other people, it might be when they see people go on holidays overseas or when they see someone explode. This has been a big one for me too, actually. Not so much these days, but like when I've had a friend who has been doing okay and then all of a sudden they're really successful. And I used to think that something had shifted within them, that they couldn't, you know, they had shifted energetically from me. They were now different. But of course they're not. They're the same fucking person, right? And another one was, they're the main three, really, like people who have like external success business-wise with a lot of money, people when they lose weight has been another big one for me. And when, you know, in their dream home, I guess would be the next one. Those three have, and the way that I recognize that they are destinations and that it's almost like there's this big gap that forms between me and that. Like it highlights the gap. And so I feel like sometimes I need to be a different person in order to overcome that gap. But I guess the work that I've been doing on myself over the last little while through, you know, I guess just like observation work, kinesiology, you know, all kinds of different stuff, even just expressing it into the world. Like I feel like once I've expressed something that I've held inside of me, something shifts energetically. You know, that can be enough of a tool, just like giving expression to the shame you feel about looking at someone and feeling like they're different to you because they're now got a hot body or what society deems hot. You know, so anyway, this is just like a total stream of consciousness. I don't even really know what I'm talking about here, but I guess it's like what I wanted to say to you was the way that we recognize our destinations is by recognize our behavior towards people who are at that destination, witnessing our behavior towards people who have lost weight. What do you think that says about them? What is it that you think they have that you don't? And then recognizing that actually they're exactly the same as you. There's no difference between you and that famous person. You both shit. It stinks. You got to wipe your own ass. You eat and you sleep. Like, we all experience all of the emotions. We all experience shame and fear and doubt and rage and all of the other shit, right? So there is no difference between you and the person you think you need to be in order to have the thing that you want. You know, a few years ago, I was always talking about be, do, have. And I feel like I am a bit bored of talking about it. But for some reason, this came through and I wrote some notes down and I thought, fuck it, I'm just going to talk on it. So I have no idea if this is even landing, if I'm making any sense whatsoever. But I guess it's just a reminder that, like, we can. I'm not going to say we can't have what we don't believe we can have. We can. Things happen to people all the time that are unexpected and they never thought possible. Sometimes we don't have to believe something possible in order for it to come to us. Sometimes the most amazing, incredible things are things that we could never even have possibly imagined for ourselves. But while we believe there is a gap between us and them, that we would have to be inherently different to who we are in order to have something, it's very unlikely that thing is going to come to us. It's when we drop the need that things shift. But you can't do it in order to get the thing. I've spoken a lot about surrendering in order to. It just doesn't work that way. So, yeah, I guess like I just want you to have a think about, are there destinations for you that you can identify by the way you see other people at that destination? And then reminding yourself, fuck, they're just human like me. There's actually nothing different. There's no reason I couldn't be 30 kilos lighter other than the fact I don't fucking want to be. Because I can't be fucked. It doesn't matter that much to me. That's freedom in itself, right? When you go, oh my God, I'm not thin because I don't really fucking care about that. It's a should that society has placed on me and I'm actually okay the way I am. Freedom, freedom. You know what I mean? So I guess that is where I'm going with this is like recognize the destination, recognize you're no different, give yourself permission. Like seriously, one thing that I ask myself is like, if nothing was to change around this, could I accept it? And the moment I go from a place of resistance to acceptance of it, that's when things change or they don't, but I'm still fucking happier because I've accepted it to be true. I've accepted it, right? All right, that is it from me today. Frequency, my podcaster's development program and mastermind, The launch program is closed, but the podcasters development program is open. So if you want to take your show to the next level, come join me. More information at carlynimmo.com/FERQ. That is freak, all in capital letters. And I'll see you next week. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlynimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.